Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Wednesday, the 1st of July. I had a cracking night personally last night. A couple of goals at the right time. Best day since football started back up. Been ticking along nicely. And yes, lovely last night and getting a bit busier. So, as I say, I am going to exercise a bit of caution through July. Just my question marks over motivation for teams, but all plodding along very nicely. That little lockdown period in a strange sort of way was quite good. Able to go over everything, get some new models built, get things I'd wanted to implemented where I hadn't had time. So yes, and then nice to see it paying off on nights like last night. I will keep posting the green just because it winds them up. I love the fact it winds people. I'm actually getting very excited about it now. It's just something I love doing because people just get their knickers in a twist, don't they? Get absolutely revved up. United scored a good goal last night, didn't they? That Fernandez. Spurs fucked that right up. We could have had him. Could have got rid of Eriksen earlier. Used that money, got Fernandez. I knew he was a top player. And I think he'll do very well at United. Really, really quality player. Long day today, and it's been up since 4. Betfair. I did check the Orenburg website. I went onto the Russian website, got it translated, and they were on. The game was on. And then all of a sudden, at about 11 o'clock, it's cancelled. And that held everything up for me. And even then, I went on the website after it was cancelled to see what it said, because I thought, well, I had it on this morning. They had a referee, had notices about the referee doing the game. And I don't think it's been a popular decision to call it off, reading in between the lines on the news there on FK Orenburg's website. But absolutely naffed me up. Then one of the macros on the racing didn't work. Then the file for the auto was naffed up. And I've sent emails about that to people. Just check that. And yeah, it's all been a bit shit. What else was there? What else? Oh, and Ultimate, I've put some questions in your members area in the announcements section. If you click the announcements section, nothing in there set in stone. Ultimate as is staying. It's just I've developed quite a few bits over this period. I am conscious of perhaps giving people too much. I'm conscious of doing the right sort of training. I'm conscious of how that's delivered. So sort of next month I can sit down with the guys and discuss that. So it's better that rather than we decide we think you're like this, if we've got an idea of what it is people are looking for, as I keep saying, then we can tailor it to suit you, and everybody benefits then. We know exactly what we're producing and why. And how to train people in it, and you know you're going to get the best use out of it. So do, if you're an Ultimate member, please pop in there and answer that as honestly as you can. Right, let's do. Got the old second half goal, didn't we, in Russia yesterday, in about the 99th minute. I just had all the goals. You know when you get a night when all the goals fall the right way for you? Just turned out beautiful. And I've got to do Chrissy's results, haven't I? Shall we start there then? Let's start with Chrissy's results. Let's do that. Before I do the football, let's start with Chrissy's spreadsheet's results. Just a bit of background. Chrissy built a sheet for me back end of last year. Something specific I wanted it to do. And we had numerous versions of it, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, covers two or three markets. Version 12 was the final version, and when he delivered version 12, it had a tab on it, Chrissy's bets. And he had programmed in to the spreadsheet a algorithm that pulled out, this creates about 42 sub-sheets, all these sheets. But it pulled out, according to the algorithm, what were the three top-rated or best bets of the day. There's absolutely no human input in it. It could be in any of the markets that are covered. It is all purely algorithm-based on the data in the analysis sheet and the corresponding databases that it goes off and looks at. So I, for a bit of fun, when he did it, started posting them. I know with some it's become a bit of a cult following, but at the end of the day, is it worth my time posting them? Is it a load of old nonsense? And what's the game plan for you guys going forward with me posting them? Has it got any merits? From that, we can make some decisions. So I have posted 76 days worth of Chrissy's bets so far, and it's 3 bets a day. So 228 bets have been posted. If you had bet every single bet that Chrissy has had, you would have won 18 points profit overall. I will give you the breakdown of that. Bets that are home win, he's had 76 bets for 14 points profit. So home win bets alone, just if the bet was a home win, 76 bets for 14 points profit. First half goal bets have been 25 bets for 2.34 points profit. This is after commission on Betfair. Over 1.5 goal bets are 17 bets for 2.46 points. Over 2.5 goal bets is 49 bets for 4.23 points. Backing under 3.5 goals is 21 bets for 0.35 points. Backing under 4.5 goals is 10 bets for minus 1.84 points. And backing both teams to score is, I told you it's a market that's tough, 33 bets for minus 3.7 points. So if you focused on just the home win, the first half goal over 1.5, 1.5, you would have won 23 points for round about 160 bets. That's backing them all to Betfair, less commission, 5 minutes before kickoff. He also, out of the 3 bets a day, one gets highlighted as a nap. And if you had bet every nap bet, you would have had 76 nap bets for 77 days we've been doing it. 77 nap bets for 20.91 points. I'd forgotten yesterday's. He had a blank 3 losses yesterday. So you would have had 77 bets. So just betting the nap each day, you'd have had 77 bets for 20.9 points profit. So ignoring the two unders sections, everything else is in profit, whatever way you play, and the both teams to score. But the home win, first half goal, 1.5, 2.5, all those are in profit on their own right. And the naps, irrespective of what the market is, just backing the naps is 77 bets each and 20.91. There is a full range of odds. Some of them are short, some of them are big. So of the naps, the shortest odds have been 1.15 and the biggest odds have been 18.5. Surprisingly enough, that one lost. But as I say, there is absolutely no human input. It just pulls out the results. The algorithm pulls out 3 games, and so I will continue it for another month, posting them, and then we'll have a results update at the end of that month, and then I'll see what the game plan is to take it forward. But they are posted on Twitter every morning. I literally take a picture of what the spreadsheet posts out and whack it up, and as I say, I know some of you are a cult following, but the money certainly seems to be in the naps or backing the home win, the first half goals, the over 1.5 and the over 2.5, and ignoring the rest, ignoring under 3.5s, 4.5s and both teams to score, except you're going to have losers. On the naps, the longest losing streak was 7, so you'd have gone a week without winning. He's currently on a loss of run of 5 straight losses on the naps. So, like anything, he does have losers, losing days, but the profit is there if you stick it out for absolutely no time at all, literally putting the bets on 5 minutes before the off. So, what started as a joke, Chrissy, actually hasn't proven too bad at the minute. Nudging along, obviously, I know the maths behind the bets, and there is a logic to it. It isn't, whilst I say it started as a laugh, that was the production of it. There is actually the sound logic behind it, so I'm not surprised it's winning, but it'd just be interesting to see how it goes forward. On a richer vein, then, he's been working with some other stuff that I've got, and I don't know whether you saw on Twitter the cheeky git yesterday. He did I clicked on one of my sheets and there was a tab, Poisson with Poch or something. Flipping change one of my Poisson sheets to put a picture of Pochettino saying how he's missed me, and he's sure that I've missed him. Flipping idiot, complete and utter knobbend. I told you, you're getting a whack when I see you, son. Right, football for today. Let's have a little looky. So you got Chrissy's results. 20.91 points, 77 bets the Naps. That's definitely the best. That's quite a good ROI there, Chrissy boy. Right, everybody will be rushing to see what the Nap of the day is today. I can't even remember myself. Okay, today, let's do these second half games first. Let me just give you these. So these basically are a second half goal, providing the home team hasn't scored. So it can be any score at half time, nil something. Somebody asked me, what about nil threes? Yes, but they're minimal. Obviously, how many games do you actually get that are nil three, nil four at half time? Fractional number. So it doesn't make any difference. Predominantly, you'll be talking nil nil and nil one and occasionally nil two. So if the home team hasn't scored a goal at half time, laying the half-time score. I'm going to do some numbers on the best way to bet them. If you like short odds, then you can lay it or back it at half-time. You could wait till 60 minutes and go in then. I've been doing a combination of methods, but the one I'm looking at settling on is risking a point. So sort of going in round about 55, 60 minutes, and then let's say I laid at four, I would back at two. So I'd give that time that the market takes to get from four to two, and only risk a point. I may make it a point 0.25 and do a late lay sort of late on. But I've just got a bit more work to do on that, but I can start giving these out. There's a few today. I'm just going to give the home team, Haugesund, Odds BK, Viking, Norrköping, Rostov, Bologna, Rosenborg, and Betis. So that is, eight games, eight potentials. The home team, if the home team scores, then it's not anything to do if the home team scores in the first half. Haugesund, Odds BK, Viking, Norrköping, Rostov, Bologna, Bolognese, Rosenborg and Betis. But I will keep the, as I say, I've got some work to do. I'll let you know over the pod, and I will have some more updates on that in about a month's time, when obviously we've got some games there, but I'll just keep giving them out every day, no problemo. Right, tomorrow. Oh dear, I feel like I've been up for Upset Sam this morning. I was effing and blinding about Betfair and that match not being up because I couldn't get on and do things. And I woke her up. She had to get up. She got up about 4:30. Not happy. Didn't have to get up, but I'd woken her up. So she's a bit like me. Once you're up, you're up. Right, first half goal. Sheffield Wednesday, West Brom, first half goal. So if 0-0 on 25 minutes, drip laying a first half goal at Sheffield Wednesday and also at Betis. So obviously Betis we've had for that second half goal. But Betis, if it is 0-0 after 20-25 minutes, then drip laying a first half goal. Betis Villarreal at 9 o'clock. Sheffield Wednesday West Brom 7:45. At 6:30, Almeria Sporting Gijon. Whatever the scoreline is at half time, providing it's not on any other away win or home win or draw, so any of the 0-0s to 3-3, Almeria Sporting Gijon, if there hasn't been a second half goal by the 70th minute, then drip laying a second half goal from that point on should get him fairly cheap, I would think. Almeria Sporting Gijon at 6:30 in the Segunda. And that's it, that's your lot. We've got, obviously, I think we've got Premier League football and things tonight, haven't we? And then the almighty Spuds are giving Sheffield United a good pasting tomorrow. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I've got to mention, Simon Dennis retweeted a thread yesterday. This is nothing to do, again, with whether you like Brexit or not. I mean, I love Simon, if you follow him. He loves to retweet and have a moan up about COVID and Brexit. I think he gets more wound up than I do. He's a good lad, Simon. But he retweeted, I've got to find this thread yesterday. I've got to find it. Hold on a second. He retweeted a thread yesterday that you've just got to read. It's just, forget your views on Brexit. You've just got to read it because it's just so funny. It's about a couple who live in France, and they, the reality of it, that they can't stay there. They've got to come back home or sell their property. The thread is on Simon's feed. I might actually retweet it myself now. It is absolute quality. It had me crying with laughter. It's by a guy, R.S. Archer. Basically, this couple, he lives in France. He's been speaking to this couple about the sort of reality of what's going to happen on January the 1st. But their son gets involved. And it's just, honestly, I was crying. You've got to move your Brexit sort of views to one side, whether you're in and out, and look at it from that. Just look at it for the comedy of, and that's exactly what I did, their son coming over from the UK to sort this issue out. And there's a bit where the son's trying to meet the mayor. It's quite a long thread. And in that, there's five or six tweets that are squashed down. You have to click to see the replies because the guy's replying to himself, just updating. And it's just flipping, absolutely. It was a cracking find, Simon, because I'd never have found it without you. I was absolutely in tears. These little things make me tick, but I read it late last night and I sent it to my boy and said, you got to read this, this is brilliant. But just a couple of bits in it tickled my sense of humour with their son going over to try and sort it all out. He was on his way over there tomorrow to sort it all out. Absolutely brilliant. Right, have a lovely Thursday. Wednesday, Jesus Christ, have a lovely Wednesday. It feels like it's gone into Thursday already. And I'll be back with you as the onslaught of football doesn't let up, continues. And I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. As always, thank you for listening. I do highly appreciate it, I have to say. And I'll be back with you tomorrow.